Yeah, Michelle, it's Sandy Davis. I don't know how long I can talk before I'm shut off on this, but I just did call auto owners on Halloween Day. I was on John Beers Road, and I was coming to a stop. There was a car in front of me. I was in the middle lane, and all of a sudden, a car jetted across from across the street, not at the flower shop, but there was an auto shop over there, and I guess that's where they were coming from. And they jetted in front of me and clipped my mirror on the side of my passenger, my driver's side, and hit the front end of it. And I was shaking like a leaf because it was so close to me. But anyway, I called my daughter, and she had somebody over there, and the lady came out of the van and that her daughter was driving and said, "This is my daughter's fault." So anyway, she called the police, and I gave all the information to auto owners, and they did do a claim on it today because we've been waiting for this officer to come back. They didn't have my proof of insurance and the car. They had the registration, but that was sent by my son-in-law, who was at the accident place very, very soon. But I do have a claim number, and I'm going to give it to you, and then you can call me on anything else. The claim number, I talked to Amber over there, and the claim number is 300-068-1753-2025. Yeah, this wasn't my fault. No, and it was on Halloween, and that morning my smoke alarms went off in the house. What a day. But no, I'm okay. I didn't get hurt, but I was really shaking because it came so close to me. I can drive the car. There's a lot of scratches, and I guess there are some dents. My son-in-law was there to help me, thank God. But I did call right away to auto owners and did the claim, and the police department was going to give information to my son-in-law, but I took care of it instead. I got everything else down. So they're going to be calling. They may call you. I don't know. But I thought I should let...